Yes, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration. This is day 4 in our series, Gold from the Book of James. And we've been looking at different gold nuggets that we have been finding in the Book of James, talking about them some, and hopefully you're inspired by the things that we've been finding there. Gold is a precious metal, but there's something much more precious than gold or silver. And that's God's Word, and I really appreciate God's Word. It is the power of God unto salvation. Well, the first gold nugget that we looked at was the power of the resurrection that transforms lives when we truly believe. The second gold nugget we saw was we can have joy in the midst of our trials and temptations. The third gold nugget was God gives wisdom to those that ask in faith. The fourth gold nugget was God is good, but often gets blamed for bad things that happen. The fifth gold nugget was if you are only a hearer of God's word, you are deceiving yourself. And the sixth gold nugget was don't have partiality towards people. Jesus doesn't, and neither should we. Well, continuing on today, I want to talk about the seventh gold nugget. And it's the way I wrote it out is it faith alone that saves? The faith that saves is not alone. And what we're going to do today, we're going to read starting with James chapter 2 and starting with verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? So notice there, he says he has faith, but he's lacking in works. And the question is, can faith save him? Verse 15, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? So here's the answer to the question that he just posed, can faith save him? The answer is very simple. If a man or if a person, a man or a woman, is naked and destitute of food, and you just say to them, oh, go in peace, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, hope you're satisfied with your, you know, the food that you hope you're satisfied without the warm clothes that you don't have. You don't do anything for that person, but you just say some things. What does it profit? And that's answering his question. Can faith save him? No, just by saying these things can't fill the person's belly or put clothes on his back. Verse 17 says, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. It's not just partially dead or not just sick or weak, but it says it's dead being alone. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Verse 18 says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So here he's saying that you can see that I have faith because of what I do. The other person says he has faith, but you can't really see his faith because he's still living in sin. He's still doing his own thing, wanting to do his own will. He's still a sheep going his own way. He's not living by God's commandments, following after the things of God. Verse 19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Well, the devils, they have faith. They believe in God. They know Jesus rose from the dead. So what is missing? Well, what's missing is they're not willing to obey Christ. They're not willing to obey the Father, but they're wanting to do their own thing. They know that Jesus rose from the dead. They know that their days are even numbered, that they're going to be thrown in the lake of fire. They know that they're they're not right with God, but they're not willing to or not able to repent. They are just, they've fallen, and they're going to be in that fallen state until the day that they are cast into the lake of fire. And until that day, they're trying to get as many people to go with them to hell as they possibly can. And one way they do that is by convincing people that it's okay to just live in your sin. It's okay to just go your own way and you know, go to church, that's okay, but don't live for Christ. Don't be sold out. And so Second Corinthians 5:14. Well, let me just read this, something I wrote here. Faith, okay, in Galatians, if we turn over to Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith with which worketh by love." So it's not just James that talks about this, but it's Paul also. Faith which worketh by love. And that's what the example here with this person that didn't have food or clothes, and you give him some clothes, it's because of love that you can do that. And it's love for God, and it's also love for our fellow man. In 1 John it talks about if we say that we love God, but we hate our brother, we're a liar. And, you know, we can't say that we love God and hate our brother. And so here, faith that works by love, love for God, love for the people of God, and love that constrains us to tell the world of Jesus. And that's where I want to turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says that, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." It's the love that we have for Christ and the love that Christ has put in our heart. It constrains us to go and tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on and talks about a ministry that he's given us. It's the ministry of reconciliation, that we would reconcile the world unto himself, unto God, that we would be ambassadors for Christ, and that we would tell people that they needed to be reconciled to God. "For he hath made him," Christ became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's that love that's constraining us to do those kind of things. When we can just look at people and think, oh, well, those are, you know, sinners that are lost and going to hell, and we can just not do anything about it. That's a pretty sorry state that we're in, because we don't have that love for Christ or the love for others, and it should constrain us. It's no wonder that Luther called the Epistle of James an epistle of straw, meaning that it's not worth any more than straw. It went against his formula of faith alone that saves. And it also goes against many in our day. Also, it wasn't just back in the 1500s when Luther was alive, but it's people today that say, all you have to do is just believe. They say, just say this prayer and you'll be saved. It doesn't matter really how you live, just have faith. That's the message that's often given. Maybe not exactly that straightforward in those words, but that's the message that's often given. But here it says that the devils believe and they tremble. Verse 20 says, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham," here's another example, "was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works faith was made perfect?" Verse 23, "And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." So here's another example. We had the example of the person without food and clothes. We had example of the devil who believes. And here's the third example, is that Abraham, his faith was seen by what he did. God told him to sacrifice his son, and he took him up to Mount Moriah, and he did everything to slay his son. He had the knife ready to plunge it into him when God stopped him and said that there was a ram caught in the thicket back there, sacrifice that. And so Abraham believed God, and he believed him to the point that he knew that Isaac was the heir, and that even if Isaac had to raise from the dead, he knew God could do that. So then here it says in verse 24, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. This is God's word that we're reading here today. Maybe it goes against some of what you've heard in the past, but this is what God's word says. And verse 25 says, and this is another example, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers or the spies and sent them out another way? For as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Here it says that, I don't know how many, two or three times here, that faith without works is dead. And it's a very clear message. It's not a message that is real popular in most church circles, not taught or preached very much, but it was what the men of God preached in the past. They preached repentance, and they preached that a man must repent to be saved. He must turn from his sin, which is the works that these things, this chapter is talking about. Not only that, but other things also, obeying the commandments of Christ. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in again. That was gold nugget number 7. Is it faith alone that saves? The faith that saves is not alone.